Paul, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you, sir. Feeling great tonight.
Hey, you know what? You should bid on this Dierks package because Mageau said he went there. It turned him from a soft six to a hard seven. Imagine how where you could go.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, but since I'm starting already so high.
Nice. Hey, I want to talk about a lot of people now. It's Christmas time and somebody, hey, you know what? I want to start working on. I'm going to set up my home gym. So let's talk about, first of all, what are some of the things you should avoid? What are the costs that you should avoid when setting up your home gym?
Yeah. So the first thing you got to look at is equipment that is really, really expensive that promises amazing results really quickly, right? So you got stuff like the Bowflex on TV. So they're based on these rods that bend with tension and stuff like that, and you do a series of exercises. You know, it takes up quite a bit of space there, and you have to, is it motivating enough for you to kind of use? Because there's really not that much feedback when you use this Bowflex, because these rods bend, but it doesn't really show you how much weight you're lifting and really how much you're improving, because you just go to the next rod. So you got to find, is the piece of equipment too expensive for my budget, and is it motivating enough for me to use it? Because the key piece of equipment you should buy is the one that you're more likely to use long-term, that's going to give you the results you want, that also doesn't break the bank. So I would say, yeah, avoid really expensive equipment that promises big results, like the Bowflex, like the Tread Climber, like any kind of gimmicky ab machine, that kind of thing. So that kind of stuff, if you see it advertised on TV, it's generally kind of junk.
Okay. The usually just go into to the old-fashioned, get yourself a rack, a bar, maybe two bars with some dumbbells on the side and go from there?
Yeah. So basically, if you want to do it the most cost-effective way, what I would do is, as long as you have a little bit of space and some rubber matting on the floor, I would just buy a stack of dumbbells or maybe a barbell. A barbell, you have to be careful to make sure you have enough room with the ceiling. A lot of basements are only 8 feet high. So if you put the plates on and you do any kind of overhead the lifting, you're generally going to put the plate through the ceiling if it's too low. So if you have a low ceiling, maybe just stick with dumbbells. So if you just had free weights, you could do a cardio workout and muscular workout at the exact same time. So if you just want to do weight training for strength, you could take rest between your exercises and just work on more lifting heavier loads. Or if you want to do like a muscular endurance cardio circuit, you could lighten the load and then do maybe a series of 10 to 12 exercises in a row without taking any break. That way you don't have to spend a lot of money on cardio equipment.
Paul Plakas joined us. Now, used barbells are probably a great deal, right? Because it's really hard to wear them down.
Yeah, they last forever. Like, so what I would do is go visit my buddy Ken Lucky at Lucky's Exercise. He's got a lot of used equipment that, say, maybe gyms have gone out of business. He takes them, cleans them all up, and resells them. And you can get them at an incredible good price. So you get dumbbells, barbells, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, absolutely.
Now, what about, people, if you want to do bench press and different things like that, like nowadays, a lot of people, there are the basics. Okay, if you want to do squats, you want to do deadlifts, we can do all that. But what about like the balls, if you want to do any sort of core exercises? Is there any stuff like that that is a good accessory to your home gym so you're not just doing the same weightlifting stuff?
Yeah, like if you wanted to add more, options for yourself, you can then add a stability ball. Like if you get a Dura ball, that's the best kind you get, so they don't deflate really fast if they get punctured. They're going to be about $60 to $70. So if you get one of those, you could get like a wobble board if you want to work on balance and stuff like that. You could get some body bars to do some kind of rotational and bending movements, and you get tubing as well if you want to do some tubing stuff, like for your rotator cuff or any kind, and get some kind of different resistance that the tubing gives you that the dumbbells don't give you. So stuff like that, which aren't too expensive stuff, you can definitely feel free to add. Absolutely.
Now, the balance, do those things work?
Well, if you want to work on balance, you need to put yourself in an unbalanced environment, really. So whether you do stuff off of one leg or you do a really complicated movement that takes a lot of good neuromuscular efficiency or the surface underneath you moves, that kind of stuff, all that stuff is going to work your proprioceptive system. It's going to give your body's going to give your brain feedback on what position is my ankle in relation to my knee and my hip. And then your body can send messages through the neural system back to the muscles and make it more efficient. It's kind of like when you ride ride a bike for the first time, you're like all over the place. You're not even sure what you're doing. But eventually, you become more efficient at it. The wheels are straighter, and you're just less wobbly. So that's what happens when you do kind of balance stuff.
And a lot of balance stuff. Then when we're starting out, Paul Plakas from Custom Fit joins us. Doesn't need a lot of weight, right? Because that's where you're maybe going to injure yourself. You can get into a lot of positions just on body weight to learn how to get better balance.
Yeah. So definitely the more complex the exercise, the more unbalanced the exercise, and the more difficult the movement, yeah, you generally have to sacrifice load for that at the beginning. But hopefully the theory is that as you get better balance and you get better proprioceptive awareness and more efficient, you're going to be able to lift more and more weight because you can then stabilize that weight and your body's just efficient to move through that pattern.
So what are good exercises to improve balance?
I would say you can do anything off of one leg. Again, you can do anything off of an uneven surface, that kind of stuff. And also doing stuff that's a very complex movement that involves maybe your lower body and the upper body with a bunch of different planes of motion. Like your arms could be going one way and your legs could be going another way. You want to sort of challenge your body by doing a variety of movements in different directions. If you're playing sports and stuff like that, like say, for example, badminton, and you need to work on good reaction time. A lot of times you're like lunging forward, bending, and reaching with your body to get a bird off the ground and stuff like that. So depending on what kind of sport you're at, think about the different movements that sport offers and then try to do those movements quickly and aggressively, and then you'll work your balance at the same time.
Paul Plakas from Custom Fit joins us. One quick one for you. Going back to building the home gym factor,
yeah.
How important is the stereo system to getting the home gym so we know that you're good to go?
Well, this is the thing. This is my belief. If you have, like, a lot of people, when I see them in the gyms, they're on cardio equipment, like treadmills, bikes, ellipticals, or whatever. And by the way, if you are going to buy a cardio piece of equipment, I would recommend the rowing machine, a Concept 2 rower. It's a great workout, and it's the best bang for your money. Okay, so as long as you're motivated to use it. The treadmill is the most expensive. But anyways, if you're going to do these machines, if you're listening to music, watching TV, or reading a book, which would be the worst thing, you're generally not so much focused on your breathing and your intensity. So if you're one of those people who wants to get a high-intensity workout in there, I would do it. No music, nothing. I would just say focus on what you're trying to do, what kind of mechanics you're trying to execute, where your heart rate's going to be, your breathing, and really try to push yourself. When you're distracting yourself, you're not really going as high as possible. If you're just trying to burn calories and do like a moderately intense cardio workout, yeah, put some good music on there and go for it. But if you're trying to do the high intensity stuff, nothing. Bare naked, man. Well, not bare naked, naked, but
yeah. Well, I don't.
Well, you could if you're at home.
Hey, I guess if you're at home, but yeah. You don't. I don't think anyone needs to see that.
No,
right?
No.
No one needs to see anybody squatting naked. All right.
No.
It's very, very true. Plakas, we will talk to you next Wednesday. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.